The Lord bless you with his precious joy, heart dwellers. Truly, we have won a victory, and Donald Trump is in office. Lord, what do you have to say to your very own today? Congratulations, my brides, my people, and my children. Your prayers indeed have been heard. Now the work is set out before you, and each of you shall be called upon in a timely season to take up your station beside this administration and lift them up to my Father, that they may be adorned with extraordinary graces to bring the changes necessary to make this a nation after my very own heart. There is much work to do ahead, and all of you are well endowed to carry the cross of intercession when called upon. You will know when the time is upon you, for you will feel the burden. Circumstances in your lives will become heavier to deal with. Look up to me and smile and thank me for this burden. For I tell you the truth, you are rebuilding this country brick by brick. While others are still centering their lives and activities around the rapture and prophecy, I want you to be busy tending to the assignments I have given you. Many months ago, Claire, I commissioned you to do the portrait. Now it has been completed. What if you had said to me then, "Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, there's not enough time left to do it." It never would have been done, Lord. That's correct. So in this very same way, I am commissioning you to produce music with me that will draw souls into my heart, give them comfort, wisdom, and a lifesaver to pull them out of the sludge of life they're sinking in without having me in their lives, without having known my great love for them, without knowing I am right there to save them. These are the ones I want you to reach out to in our music. Yes, Julie has done a marvelous job being true to who I have called her to be. And with my grace, you shall also. There he's referencing Julie True. There's plenty of room for songs, hundreds of songs, each one anointed to touch just one set of dire circumstances, just one soul swimming in a sea of hopelessness and needing just exactly that word to lift them out in a timely fashion. Look at all the people who have touched you with their music. Each one had a season of influence in your life. Each one had a season of influence in your life, and then they passed on. As new artists came up and touched your heart in just the way I anointed them to. Here he's trying to encourage me because after listening to Julie Chu, honestly, what's left for me to do? I feel like she's done it all. The Lord replied, "That's nonsense. That kind of thinking does not come from the throne of heaven above, but the throne of flames below. No, no, you must correspond with heaven, Claire. We have songs for you to do. Really? Beloved, do not offend me with unbelief. You already have several you could finish. I will give you messages, and I will give you songs. I myself will pasture the sheep of his flock with nourishment from on high. But you, my very precious one, do not discount this season of grace in your life. Truly, you were made for the course you are now entering upon. Truly, I have molded and refined you in the fire to bring forth these songs of love from your heart to my people. Do not lose sight of who I am in your life. You may be as little as you like, and I like you when you're the littlest. But do not downplay what I can do to minister to my people through you, being as weak and lacking in talent and coordination as you are. Those shortcomings mean absolutely nothing to me. I will overpower them all with my grace until the anointing does its job on the hearts of men and women. yet your heart will by all means be the most important part of our songs. You see, your heart and lungs abide together, and that air you breathe out is sanctified air. When you sing, the air is sanctified, because I am there in your heart on my throne. My very life is infused into our songs. The vibration that is made by the air that is exhaled is holy, and it travels through the air, causing waves of holiness to ripple wherever they go. Through the medium of recording, that means to the ends of the earth, my voice shall be heard. Why am I stressing this to you? Because I see your unbelief, your weariness, your failures from the past that creep in on you. I see your limitations and coordination as you finger the keys of your piano. I see this all, Claire. And you know what? What, Lord? In my eyes, it is neither an impediment nor an asset, because it is through my grace that this work shall be done, and my grace does not fail when the vessel is willing. Just as he was saying that, he sent my Jesus kitty into the room to jump up on my keyboard beside me and snuggle up next to me. And he always does this when I'm fighting a stronghold of discouragement or unbelief. And I asked him, and the time for this, Lord? Because really, you know, getting a message out every day and taking care of the household and what have you takes up a lot of time. Prayer is really what uses the most time, and I'm not going to start the day without it. He replied, every morning before you come into prayer, as you are waking up, I want you to play something on the piano. Then after prayer and the message, go back to it. Break it up into your day. Do not wait for the very end of the day to begin. By then you're tired. There will be times when there is no message, because the message is in the song that you're writing. That puts the pressure on you to finish the song and get it out, doesn't it, my love? Remember the Consecration of Bridget song? And how long did that take you? 1.5 days. And here he's referring to the song that I wrote in a rush, because my ordination, consecration, and confirmation were coming up, and I wanted a special piece of music to use in our chapel, and the Lord gave me a melody. I remember halfway through the melody, I said to him, Lord, can we spruce this up a little? It sounds a little boring. And he gave me a beautiful break, just a beautiful break. I'll see if I can tuck it in here on the end of the message, which is already a little bit long. I was under pressure to get that song out. It's an instrumental, and I got it out. So he's right. With a little bit of concentration and applying myself, it shouldn't take me 3 weeks to do a song or, you know, a month or something like that. It's just way too long. Granted, there were no lyrics. It's a little more complicated when you have lyrics, but he's right. The Lord replied, no more three-week songs. No more. I want to hear and see one-week songs. I will help you in this, but I want you to set a goal. When I give you a melody and verses, I want it finished in 1 week, 7 days to be exact. I will see to it if you make that your priority. And for the rest of you, my precious instruments, the secret to your success is not in ambition, rushing around, or pushing, but in resting in my ability to do it through you. Your greatest failure is in listening to the enemy. Oh, what difference is your gift going to make? There are so many more that already have talent. Your gift isn't needed. Let the others more qualified and experienced do it. No, that's the father of lies speaking. I need the freshness of your approach to what you do. Whatever it is, you are unique, and it is precisely this uniqueness that I need. People come and people go. Artists come and artists go. There is a time for creating and a time for resting. And each one of you has a season, whether your gift is in administration, feeding the poor, building, writing, teaching, art, or music, each of you have a unique spark of your Jesus in your hearts, and I want you to give voice to that in what you do. There is an ebb and flow to the seasons, my people. There are times to give messages, and there are times to be silent. Yes, I would like to speak to you every day. However, there are times when I'm waiting on circumstances to be fulfilled before I bring forth a teaching through Claire. Be patient. Things are taking place behind the scenes, things that are integral parts of the message, and I am waiting for them to mature. So I guess at this point I should probably mention, those of you who are expecting a message every day, I can't give you what God does not give me. I have to wait on Him. So please understand, I don't concoct these messages. I wait on the Lord. And by the way, your lives are sometimes maturing in such a way that the message would be better given in a day than that particular day when you want it. That is to say, the message will have the most impact in a day or two, so the Lord holds it back. Jesus continued, "That's exactly right. I do hold back while my Spirit is going to work in your lives, revealing and bringing situations to a conclusion at just the right moment. Then I step in with just the right words to heal and warm your hearts. All that I have is yours, but I must measure it out in very tiny doses for you to absorb it." So in conclusion, congratulations on your victories in prayer, and be ready to stand guard when you're called upon to secure and advance this administration by your prayers. In the meantime, please do not be looking for the rapture. Be busy about my assignments to you. Produce fruit from the gifts I have given you. See to it that it is circulated. Cast our bread upon the waters. Do not grow weary in well-doing, and know beyond a doubt, if I have given you gifts and a calling, I need and expect you to correspond, because I need you to be a part of what I am doing. And know that when others must step back to rest or take a break, I will promote you forward into their position so that my people and the lost do not go without the consolations of my love being spread by you in whatever form is assigned to you. And one final warning. For those of you who are in bondage to a false humility, thinking you are nothing and your part doesn't matter, to each I give talents. To one, 5. To another, 4. To another, 3. 2 and 1. Do not be like the stubborn and foolish servant who buried his talent. Rather, in blind abandon, go forth with your gift, producing and finishing each task in a timely fashion. Get it broadcast to the needy of this world, and you will have no shame at my coming. To you I will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your master's joy." But to those of you who are still packing for the rapture, I say, repent and bring forth fruits worthy of graces I've invested in you. Seek me until you find me and receive from my hand the very special work I have for you to do. I did not say ignore the rapture. You were to look forward with longing for it. But I did say, stop making that and the most current prophetic gossip your life's focus, and get busy about my work, or you will not bring forth any fruit. I'm coming soon, and to each I will give a reward for their faithfulness. Please be among the faithful. I plead with you. Be among the faithful that have helped me harvest. And at that, the scripture just came up in my mind very strongly. He who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a disgraceful son. That's Proverbs 10:5. Well, that's quite a message, heart dwellers. And I hope we'll all rally to it. Pray for me, because I do have my struggles in that area with music. And I wanted to make a note of a couple of things. The portrait is finished. The final version is up on the website. I wanted to let you know that the lab who is making the prints for me is doing such an incredible job. They're a little pricey and they're large sizes. If you want a full-size painting, which I think it's 22 by 24, I settled with a copy that was 18 by 22 or something. And it's very nice. It's the one that will travel or the one that will be used in a different room. And it's really quite beautiful and quite striking when you walk into the room and you see his face. It's amazing. And I can tell when he's happy with me and when he's not by the expression on his face. It's strange. There's just something about his face. It looks like there's a cloud over it when he's not happy. And something just glowing and smiling when he is. It's quite amazing, really. But you can get these prints made in any size you want. And I've referenced that on the page where the originals are on the website, so you'll know who to contact here in Taos. And again, I want to tell you, they do an amazing job. You can really ruin a photograph by printing it with too much contrast, too much color, or not enough color. And theirs is spot on. I mean, you cannot tell the difference between the original and the print. You cannot tell the difference. It's quite amazing. I've never seen anything like it, really. I've been in business with photography for 30 years, so I've dealt with a lot of labs. These people are amazing. So if you want a really faithful rendition, you can call them and order it or write to them. There is no charge whatsoever for the image. It is free. However, there will be a charge for the paper and the printing and the time they expend, and they use top quality materials. If you're going to have something like this in your home, it's really worthwhile to get it done right. It will bring you lasting joy. And they'll print it on canvas for you, too, if you want it on a stretcher bar. So that said, the Lord bless you, and thank you so much for your beautiful letters of encouragement. Several of you have written to me, and I wanted to get back to you, but I've just been overwhelmed. But know that each of you has a place in my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of the little notes that you send me and pictures of the family. It really warms my heart. I keep them where I can see them all the time and pray for you. And Lord bless you, heart dwellers, and let's get to work for the Lord. We've got a lot to do. The one thing I've been failing to mention for the last week, we have not felt that our mailing address was secure. And for that reason, we got a P.O. box. So I'm going to ask you, dear friends, if you're sending a donation or a letter, please send it to our P.O. box. There's a cute little story behind this. Ezekiel and I were asking the Lord, well, should we get a P.O. box or not? Because I was just feeling uncomfortable about our mail coming through the old system down at the end of the street. And we got a confirmation that we should. So I go down to the post office, and you know I can be obsessed with numbers just like anyone else. But I told the Lord as I was waiting in line, I am not going to ask for a certain number. Whatever you assign, that will be the number. And I dropped it. So I get to the counter and I get the P.O. box. And she hands me the key and sheet of paper with me to sign for the authorization. And what do you suppose the number was on the P.O. box? Just my favorite set of numbers that I've used for passwords in the past, or I wouldn't be sharing with you what it was. I couldn't believe it. 1113. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The 3-in-1. That was a beautiful confirmation. So our new mailing address for envelopes is P.O. Box 1113, Taos, New Mexico, 87571. And you'll also find this address on the Heart Dwellers website. So please use the P.O. Box address. Don't use the 220 Montoya address anymore unless you're sending a package, in which case you can use that. Also worthy of mention is that if you do send us a check for a donation, please use my name, Claire Dubois, or Heart Dwellers, on the check, because that's the account that's established. And then they won't hassle me and give me a hard time when I hand them a check that says Still Small Voice on it. And I don't want to fail to mention that because of your donations and prayers, you are a vital part of this mission and this ministry. And whatever graces God has given me to share abroad, you will have a part in that fruit that is harvested from that, because you were backing me up and behind me, praying for me. I could not do it without your help. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for your prayers and your offerings. Along with God's grace, they sustain us.